You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Nita. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What you don't have us on speakerphone, Bluetooth, hands-free device, do you?
You're on a speakerphone. Let's go.
Okay, please take us off your speakerphone. There you go. And now my note for Meg, Tiffany, Jesse, Miles, and Dustin. If you're on a speakerphone, Bluetooth, hands-free device, get off that, please, while you're on hold. Nita, what are you up to today?
Well, I'm just driving to the gym.
Okay, what are you working today? What part of your body?
I'm doing Zumba toning, so it's probably like a little bit of muscles and stuff.
A little bit of everything with the Zumba.
Zumba.
I did an hour at the gym yesterday, and I did mostly kettlebells yesterday. I'm switching over to
kettlebells. I love kettlebells.
Can't even feel my arms today, Nita.
Same. Oh, my goodness. I did spinning yesterday, and I'm not going to say what I can't feel today, but yeah.
Oh, it's your privates. You got to splash some cold water on it, all right? Wake it up a little bit.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
That poor bike seat.
I think there are some other electronic devices that could help her, too.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, hey, you brought it up, Nita.
That bike seat has seen some things, I will tell you.
Seats are horrible, yeah.
Do you wipe that seat down before you get on it?
I do.
Smart.
I wipe it before and after.
I would put a little gasoline on it and light it on fire first, honestly.
While you're riding it, that might be kind of
interesting. Clean it off.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Nita, good for you. You know how to play Rattle Off, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, let me tell those people who are holding, Meg, Tiffany, Jesse, Miles, and Dustin, even if we get a winner, don't hang up because we want to talk to each of you. But Nita's going first. Nita, 10 seconds. 10 seconds. This can be past or present. These don't have to still be around. But in 10 seconds, give us the names of five places where you rent something. Five places where you rent something. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
So rent a car, rent a DVD, rent a bike, rent a place to play, like a birthday.
Time is up.
Oh, no.
So easy. You didn't even say car, did you?
She said
I did say car.
Did you? Okay,
but
I said,
give me places where you rent something. You could have gone Avis, Hertz, Dollar.
I mean, really?
Oh my God. Oh,
is
okay.
The gym membership
Dang
even?
It.
I almost
Do you rent,
oh
I don't think you rent goodness. That. But like Home Depot, you can rent tools.
Well, I didn't know name the places. I was like, the things that you rent, like a car, a bike.
Well,
I got
you
confused.
Screwed up
I'm
in
sorry.
Multiple ways.
Yeah, I know, I did. I
get
did.
Back
I'll
on the bike,
again,
Nita.
Next time.
Time to get
Thank
back
you.
On the bike, all right?
Yes. Thank right. you so much. Have a nice
Good
day, guys.
Luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck with your bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's a lot of information.
Wow, a lot.
Here's Meg. Hi, Meg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Any part of you numb today, or are you good?
No, a little bit of my mind and my heart. No, just kidding. I just dropped my daughter off at school, and she did her first like little gift for a friend, and I think she's saying it's for a girl, but I definitely don't think it is. So I'm like trying to.
No,
I don't want to be
no
rude.
Idea what you're talking about.
I don't want to be rude, but I have no idea what you just meant.
Zero
what?
Idea on any.
You
of
dropped
that.
Off your daughter at school.
There was
and
a
something
gift.
About a friend, but.
Sorry, my daughter wanted to buy a birthday gift for one of her friends. She
yeah.
said,
yeah.
and it was an Xbox card.
Yeah,
and. I just, I have a feeling it's like a little boy, like a little boy crush, and she's saying it's a girl, and so there's a girl named Jessie.
So she's going to give the boy the Xbox card because she's
I'm
in love.
I'm pretty sure it's for a boy, yeah.
How old's your daughter?
She's 9.
Oh, young love.
That's sweet, though, isn't it?
You think they're making out somewhere?
No. Oh, no.
You don't know.
Kids are advanced.
You don't know what an Xbox card does to a man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't want to know. Just kidding. No, she's not doing that.
No, she's not. She's not doing that, man.
No.
What else are you doing today, Meg?
Not a whole lot. Just running some errands and, yeah, nothing crazy fun.
All right. Yeah. Right. Sounds like it.
Want to play Rattle Off with your boys?
Yeah, let's play.
Okay.
10 seconds. These can be anywhere in the world. But don't forget about locally either, Meg. Give us five cities or towns that start with a letter B, as in basketball. Five cities or towns that begin with a B. Ready and go.
I think she's driving a forklift.
Brighton, Broomfield, Bakersville, Burnham, and Bailey.
Oh. There definitely is Bailey.
Wiener! What was that beeping, Meg?
What was that beeping?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got out of my car, so maybe it was my car.
Your car beeps when it backs up.
Hmm. Listen, oh, and then this was somebody around me. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't hear it, sorry. I was paying attention to what I was trying to, you know, win the game.
Yeah, you did it. You got it good. We're going to put you on hold now.
Immediately. Meg, right, hold on, okay?
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You have a
There it was again. I heard it.
Oh, she can't say she's not hearing that ding. We still have Tiffany, Miles, and Dustin. Somebody hung up who doesn't love us. They only wanted the prize. But Tiffany loves us. Hi, Tiffany. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girl.
What are you up to today?
Not too much. Just got home from the dog park.
Did you have a dog with you, or were you just hanging out?
No, I have two dogs.
Okay, that's good.
Is it one of those dog parks that has a clever name?
No, this one's just Jason Park.
Jason Park. Don't step on the turds. Bring a bag at Jason Park. What kind of dogs do you have?
They're both golden doodles.
Oh, God. You're one of those. They're hypoallergenic.
Yes, that's why we got them. They're hypoallergenic.
One of the most ridiculously named animals on the planet.
There's so many doodles out there.
They probably get made fun of at the dog park. The other dogs are like, oh, the golden doodles are here. Bite them, bite them. Okay.
What do you do for a living, Tiffany?
I manage HOAs.
Do you?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I'm familiar. We have an HOA management company at my neighborhood. Yeah. I deal with them on a daily basis.
Oh, no, you're one of those.
Mm. I'm always snapping pictures. You never know what you're going to get in the mail from me. Do you deal with complaints then?
Yes, yes.
What kind of complaints have you had rolling in lately?
Oh, well, lately we've had to raise dues and do special assessments. Because the insurance is crazy right now for HOAs. So I've got a lot of upset people because I'm telling them they have to pay us more.
Well, yeah, I know my HOA fees went up again, and they blamed it entirely on insurance. So
ours are going up next year. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. I just saw a story, too. Speaking of insurance, they said a bunch of people in Florida, as we were rolling into hurricane season, last for like the next 4 or 5 months or whatever, 5 months. And they say in Florida that there are a handful of insurance companies that just immediately over the last few days have announced to all of their policyholders, we're no longer covering, we're canceling all your insurance. So they're
brutal.
They're going into hurricane season and they've just been told they'll have no insurance for it.
Yep, they'll have to go to what's called the excess market and there's no regulation and they can charge whatever they want.
That's horrible. Kind of, that's really bad.
I kind of feel like they're terrible. Doing that anyway. So,
yes.
If I lived in one of those neighborhoods in Florida that got hit by like a hurricane and the siding came off and stuff on the houses, I'd report them to the HOA immediately.
Right.
Get that fixed.
Yeah. Tiffany, we hope you have a terrific day today. Thank you for being on the show, and thanks for chit-chatting with us, okay?
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. Only one left is Miles. Hello, Miles. What are you doing?
Hey, working at home on my computer.
What's on your computer right now?
It is emails from rich investors for my hedge fund company.
Whoa, fancy
pants. Now, when you say rich, give us an idea how much money we're talking about. Since there's no names involved here, you can just tell us the amounts.
Yeah, how many decimal points?
Minimum to invest is $1 million.
And you're managing all this cash.
I'm helping them.
What's the biggest number then? The biggest investor? What's that number?
We actually have some in Colorado. I can't tell you, but billions, like 100 billion.
100 bill.
100 billion? One person?
In Colorado?
No, it's a company.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
They're in, you know, the Glendale, Cherry Creek area. So
imagine that.
Wow. Enough said.
Yeah, what you would expect.
That's a lot of pressure for you to manage that kind of money, right?
Don't screw it up, Miles.
Yeah, no, I was on, and my managers were on till almost midnight last night trying to get financial statements out. So,
yeah, you do sound sleepy.
Yeah.
Now, how's your own net worth? Are you learning anything from these folks? Are you investing properly? You doing all right?
I'm investing property. I'm doing okay.
You're doing all right.
I'm not nearly anything that I work with, but yeah, no, I'm okay. I don't struggle.
Let me ask you, how old are you?
38.
So are you one of these people who's talking about trying to retire at like 42, 44?
Oh, no. I like working. I'm gonna work until I die, to be honest.
Until you drop. It's all right. It's good for your brain.
Good for you.
That's good for your brain.
You know, as soon as you retire, you start to die. I'm sorry to say that to our retired people who are out there. Go get another job.
Oh, God.
Do something.
We can't.
Hey, you know what? The evidence proves it, you know?
Yeah, we can't all be good writers and books and everything like you, Dom. So come on.
Oh, shut up, Miles. I mean, it's just true, though. I mean, if you completely retire and you sit on the beach, the studies show
you go
that
stagnant.
You got to have something in your life, even if it's, you know, like volunteering or doing something. So you have a purpose.
Yeah.
You need a special purpose.
Yep.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Well, listen, you're a champ. Thank you for being on the show today. Be careful with those billions of dollars, all right?
Yeah, I will do. Love you guys. I've been calling you guys and talking to you for years. So.
Well, thanks,
you
Miles.
Have? Now, when you say years, what do you mean by years? Like 2, 5, 20? What?
20.
Wow.
Oh, God.
And I won your rattle off like 8 months ago. So I was like, okay, I'll call again now because you guys always are.
You're in the clear now. You
know? Yeah, 8 months.
Yeah,
that's
you guys
great.
Are always like, you got to wait and wait and wait.
Do we say it like that too?
Do we sound like that when we say it? Like we're pirates?
We wave a stick at you.
All right, Miles. You know, people who have broken that rule, we have tracked them down and then we shove them down. So. Thank goodness you followed
the rule.
I know.
You guys are brutal sometimes.
Oh, we're tough, man.
Gotta listen.
It's called tough love, Miles. It's tough love.
Yeah, well, I love you guys. So.
Oh,
we love
you
back. Go have a great day, all right?
Yeah, you too, guys.
See you.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.